The Nashville-based band Be Your Own Pet has been described as punk, garage rock, and just plain fun. They certainly hit all the right notes. Songs about boredom? Check. Songs about zombies? Check. Songs tagged for violent content in a live show that's ended in food fights? Well, I don't know if that qualifies as just plain fun, but we'll check those off the list as well. Their first self-titled album came out in 2006 when they were still in high school. Now the group is back on tour. Lead singer Jamina Pearl and guitarist Jonas Stein join us here in the studio to tell us about their new CD, Get Awkward. Jamina and Jonas, welcome.
Thank you.
So to start off, this isn't exactly the kind of music people might be thinking of when they think of the Nashville sound. So how do you see yourselves fitting in there?
Well, we're very disattached with, like, any idea of what most outsiders think Nashville is, which is, you know,
country
and western. And the only time you really find that is by walking down Broadway and walking into, like, singer-songwriter bars that are charging, like, $10 beers.
And Broadway's that strip downtown where all the sort of honky-tonk bars are, and
yes.
Robert's Western World, and kind of the tourist part of Nashville.
Very touristy. There's so many different kinds of music in Nashville, and I think when we were about 13, 14, going to shows for the first time, there was a lot of, like, hardcore and, like, punk bands playing.
They're, like, the little, like, DIY hardcore punk rock scene that was going on at this pizza place called Guido's.
And anyone could go. It was always all ages, which
yeah.
is, like, a rare thing. So that's, like, people are like, punk doesn't exist in Nashville. It's like, well, yeah, it does. It's just people don't know about it.
One of the things about this album is that it is a lot of fun, and there are some moments in it that sort of remind me of Rock and Roll High School, which was before you were born, but was a movie that involved the punk band The Ramones.
I know. Riff Randall's one of my inspirations and heroes in life, so I definitely know Rock and Roll High School pretty well.
There are moments in the album that remind me of The Ramones, and there's one song that's called Becky that has not been released in the U.S., but very much has a very fun feel to it. We're going to hear a bit of it now.
BFF, and you're such a good friend.
I was trying, when I wrote Becky, I just thought about, like, writing a song about all the girls who've done me wrong in the past, like becoming really close friends with girls and kind of getting stabbed in the back, which I think happens a lot, like, especially in, like, middle school and junior high. And I thought, like, it would be funny to, like, take these bad experiences and put it into a song that's, like, kind of silly and, like, referencing, like, old, like, murder ballads from, like, the 60s and 50s.
Now I'm going to juvie for teenage homicide. It would all have been cool if you'd stay by my side.
Becky is a song that ends with sort of a knife fight and someone speaking the words from juvenile detention. And
yeah.
It's a song that has been placed on the UK release, the UK album, but mm-hmm. not in the US. And can you talk about who made that decision and why?
Not us. the head, like, lawyers at Universal decided that Becky...
And this is Universal Records?
Yeah. And, like, they decided that the three songs, that song Becky, another song Black Hole, and Blow Your Mind, that they were too violent to be on the album, and they gave us the option of either changing the lyrics or taking them off the album. So it was like, we'll take them off the album. But I think mostly what it has to do with is that they feel like our demographic is, like, you know, middle class families, and those are the people who sue labels, and I guess they're worried that someone is going to listen to that song and then take a knife to school and say it's because, you know, of Be Your Own Pet, which is pretty ridiculous, but I guess that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, if we were, you know, a rap group that was degrading women or talking about popping fools or whatever, it'd be okay to release.
I think that ever since the Columbine High School shooting, there's been a general skittishness about music. And mm-hmm. you guys, it sounds like you sound pretty annoyed that you've been kind of caught in the web of that.
Yeah.
And I guess I was wondering, did you ever have a moment where you thought about changing the lyrics, or you thought about releasing it somewhere else, or sort of what was your, I guess, when you hit the wall with the label, where did you go next?
Well, I mean, I definitely, there's no doubt in my mind that, like, we're definitely not going to change the lyrics, because that would be admitting that there's something wrong with the lyrics, and I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with the lyrics, because if they're saying there's something wrong with the lyrics, it's basically like you're saying there's something wrong with me for having thoughts like this, and I don't think there's anything wrong with people, you know, feeling like having violent ideas. I mean, I think writing a song about it, it's much better than acting out those thoughts. You know, it helps you deal with things.
After we spoke to Be Your Own Pet members Jamina Pearl and Jonah Stein, we contacted the Universal Music Group to ask why they had cut the three songs from the American release of Get Awkward. They declined comment, but simply stated this: as we do with all of our artists, we respect their positions on their music and the artistic integrity that they bring to every project. We look forward to a long and successful relationship with Be Your Own Pet. Jamina and Jonas did tell us that Universal agreed to release the master tapes of the songs cut from the American CD, and on Tuesday, they'll be available as digital releases on the independent label XL Recordings. You can hear their infamous song, Becky, on our website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.